Pennsylvania lawmakers want to ban certain firefighting foam that contains toxic PFAS. These so-called forever chemicals are found in hundreds of everyday products and are linked to serious health problems, including some cancers. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the foam has contaminated drinking water supplies near military bases and airports in Bucks County and nationwide.
For about 20 years, Julie Cassidy drank the tap water at her home in Warminster, unaware she was ingesting so-called forever chemicals. The culprit? Firefighting foam at a former Navy site just a few miles away. In 2017, Cassidy's husband died after a battle with leukemia cutis, but physicians couldn't prove a cause. And today, she has high levels of PFAS in her bloodstream.
It was the hidden secret within the community that nobody was told that these chemicals could have affected us or could have hurt us, and that they're never going away.
The chemicals are found in AFFF firefighting foam, used for extinguishing liquid fuel fires. The foam is very effective, but it can contaminate nearby water supplies and stay in the environment for years. Because of that, several fire companies across the state have stopped using this kind of foam, but alternatives are not as effective. Scott Little of the Pennsylvania Career Fire Chiefs Association says they will make the change if it means protecting drinking water.
I think we're doing the right thing by this transition and getting everybody to recognize the need to make sure that our communities are safe, and we also are mindful on our impact to the environment.
The new legislation also aims to protect firefighters who are exposed to these cancer-causing chemicals. Travis Temerance is a firefighter from Wilkes-Barre.
For years and years, we trained with it. You went out, you were covered in it, regardless of in your gear or not. And, you know, you had it on your hands, it was on your face. The wind would blow back, you would be breathing it in.
The House unanimously passed the bill last month, and it awaits a vote in the Senate. 15 states have already banned its usage. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.